Chapter 29. Beat the Buying Cycle. Another common question we hear from local advertisers is, how long should I run? That's a very legitimate question that any budget-conscious local advertiser would pose. Every local advertiser would love to be present, out there running some type of advertising 24/7, 365. The problem is, it costs money to be on radio, television, billboards, Facebook, direct mail, whichever medium works best for you, all the time. And most local advertisers can't or don't budget for such. And in fact, some highly seasonal businesses shouldn't. I learned a ton about local advertising from working with a regional formal wear company in upstate New York that spent 100% of their advertising budget each year from January through April. Proms and weddings drive their business, so they'd kick off each year by sponsoring the biggest bridal show in town in January, and they'd follow up with aggressive advertising straight through prom season. Each year, they'd work hard to come up with some amazing offer. Free tux for the groom, $49 prom rentals, and they'd hammer it. Post-wedding and prom season, they'd go dark with their advertising until the next year. Of course, they were open 12 months a year. If you needed a tux to attend a black tie event in September, they were your go-to formal wear store. Because they had created that file in your mind through their dominant campaign during their peak season. By the way, today you can find Tuxedo Junction locations in 18 states from New York to California. But let's talk about the non-seasonal, non-sale-oriented advertiser on a limited budget who'd like to invest in advertising wisely. Every media rep who calls on you would love you to sign an annual agreement, but sometimes that's just not a reality. What do you do when you want to do business with a media partner and you want to execute a campaign, but you're just not ready to commit to the annual? How long should you run? First off, let me say that if your inclination is to try it for a month, save your money. That's not how advertising works. Trying anything for a month is a recipe for failure. 1 month or 2 months is not a fair enough opportunity for any medium to prove its worthiness. I spent a career listening to local advertisers tell me, "I tried it once, it doesn't work." If all you do is try different media on a month-to-month basis with no consistency, no strategy, no plan, you'll get the results you deserve. None. Which brings us back to, so how long should I run? It's a simple question that requires a complex answer. Part of my answer would be, as long as your budget will allow. Part of my answer would be, as long as it's working. And a big part of my answer would be, long enough to beat your buying cycle. Every business has a buying cycle, the average amount of time it takes a potential customer, client, or patient to go from, "I'm interested," to, "Okay, I'll do it." Every business decision maker should have a good handle on their prospect's typical buying cycle. Today, buying cycles can be called things like path to purchase or purchase funnel, and include predefined stages like awareness, research, consideration, intent, negotiation, purchase, and even post-purchase. Certain categories have lengthy buying cycles such as auto dealerships, home improvement, cosmetic enhancement. Some categories have relatively short buying cycles like restaurants and retail. Typically, the larger the investment, the longer the buying cycle. It stands to reason that more research and consideration go into making major purchases. If you're in a major purchase category, my advice is to make sure to beat your buying cycle. Run your advertising campaign at least long enough to carry a prospect through your business's entire buying process. Running campaigns shorter than the length of time it takes someone to make a purchase decision is unfinished business. Here's when this became apparent to me. I was the director of sales for an internet development company in the early 2000s. We were a company that would build, host, and market websites. It was still the early adopter, early majority stage of internet development, meaning there were plenty of businesses that hadn't yet embraced the web with a strong online presence. I had had the position about 2 years, and at that point had determined that our typical buying cycle was around 90 days. After 2 years of managing our sales efforts, I could deduce that it took about 90 days for a typical business decision maker to go from, "We better get a decent website," to, "Here's a check, start development." Our company was a good, strong player locally, and we decided it was time to do some advertising. The owner of the company came to my office and said, "Tom, you're our resident marketing expert. You're in charge of our advertising." This was a growing, successful company of about 30 employees at the time. We were riding the wave of explosive internet development. The category was still in its infancy. There were no rules, no manuals, and we were just kind of making it up as we went along. But we were still a private business that didn't enjoy any angel investing, so our budgets weren't unlimited. I knew the advertising money entrusted to me was real money that could have just as easily gone into a new hire or new equipment. I took my advertising responsibility very seriously. I decided we would use local television news to reach our market's local business decision makers. I decided we would run testimonials from our best clients to demonstrate our capabilities. One of my more important decisions was to determine how long I should run the campaign based on my budget restrictions. That's when it struck me. If it takes our typical prospect about 90 days to decide on an internet development partner, then it made total sense to me that I needed to run our campaign at least 90 days. I felt we needed to be there every step of the way, and that running any shorter than 90 days would leave money on the table. I knew to maximize our budget, we had to beat our buying cycle. The campaign performed as I had expected. Within the first week of the schedule, I came home from work one night and my wife said, "Hey, I just saw you guys on TV." The next week, I was at a local business function, and a couple of people said, "Hey, I see you guys are doing some television. Good for you." Finally, about 3 or 4 weeks into the campaign, the phone rang in my office, and the person on the other end said, "My name is Joe. I own Victor Precision Manufacturing. I've been seeing your ads. I'd like to talk to you guys about building us a new website." From response to results. As the weeks went on, our phone rang more frequently with qualified prospects who needed our help. And at the end of our schedule, we really felt the advertising surge kicking in, and we decided to extend our campaign. Here's a footnote. I did make one mistake with our creative. The testimonials we used in our initial commercial were from our blue chip clients. We wanted to brag about the big name businesses we worked with. It got back to us pretty quickly that we were missing wheelhouse opportunities because prospects who should have called us weren't, because they thought they were too small for us. You only need to hear, "I thought you guys only worked with the big companies," a few times before you react to correct that perception. We quickly changed our creative to include testimonials from businesses that were a more accurate representation of our bread and butter clients.